Hey, and welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Geeks. And like I say, this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. And I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to beyond, which includes politics, sports, whatever it is that catches my eye when I'm watching the news or reading an article or having a conversation with someone. I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening with that. Now, just before we go into today's topic, I would just love to wish DJ Aqua of The Mode Show a happy, happy, happy birthday. So wherever you are, just get up, jump, except if you're in your car. Don't get up and jump. Just, you know, scream or something. But just scream happy birthday so that she can hear you from whatever part of the world you are. So happy birthday, DJ Aqua from The Mode. Hope you've had an amazing, amazing, amazing day. So now this week, well, this evening, I'll be speaking about the new regulations that have been set in place for level 3 lockdown. Last night, the president of South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa, went up and he addressed the nations, gave an update on the pandemic and basically where we are as South Africa and stuff. And then he declared that we are still on level 3, which is awesome, because there were speculations that were going around that Gauteng, specifically, if you don't know Gauteng, Gauteng is a province in South Africa. And it's similar to states. Like, you have America and then you've got the different states of America. We've got South Africa, then we've got our 9 provinces in South Africa. And Gauteng is the highest, basically, province in terms of coronavirus cases and stuff. So, so there was a lot of speculations that we were going to go back to level 5 or take them back to level 4. But after the address yesterday, or in the address yesterday, the president basically said that no, we are staying to level 3, but with more restrictions. So a lot of people are basically saying that it's level 4, but level 3. It's the same thing, because most of the restrictions that were in level 4 are now falling into level 3 and stuff. So that's what we're going to be speaking about. We're going to be going through what these new regulations are, what the upgrade on level 3 is, and how long. There's a statement he actually said, how long, or they've extended the national state of disaster until when. So it's been extending and extending, extending, but yeah, so now he's given a date of the extension, and I want to know what your thoughts are on basically with that. So I'm going to ask the question afterwards, and then you can hit me up on social media and let me know what your thoughts are on that. Like I said, I'm your girl Cynthia, and this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Active FM. Active FM.
Active. FM. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Well, it's a joke in my family, because we've realized that our president always starts his speeches like this. And whenever we hear these words, we're like, oh no, what is he going to say? How hectic is this going to be? Like, literally, whenever he speaks, or wherever in his speech, wherever it is, he says these 4 specific words. You just know that he's about to announce something crazy. That is what we know. And the words are, my fellow South Africans. We just know, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a hectic speech, or he's about to say something that is just crazy. And that's how he starts all his speeches. My president, we think you're awesome. I just love those 4 words. My family loves those 4 words. We just wait for those. When we hear that, or there's an announcement that the president is going to do a speech, we tell each other that, my fellow South Africans, is happening. You know, it's like a joke within my family, but Yeah, so that's how he started his speech last night. But he basically gave an address on what's happening. He's actually spoke about the fact that we are in a storm. The storm that they anticipated is here now. Yeah, so he went through a few things. He spoke about the different infections, how many infections we have in specific provinces, as a country, as a whole. It was quite a long speech. I think I just wanted to know what level we were going to be in by the end of the speech, that I felt that the speech was long and he was just dragging it, and he refused to speak about where we're going to be as a nation. And can I just give you advice? If you're watching the speech live on YouTube, do not read the live chats. They are the worst thing you can do to yourself. People speak utter nonsense. I don't know why I did that to myself yesterday, but I literally went and I read the live chats as the president was speaking, and I was like, people don't understand what they're saying. And the amount of disrespect as a nation that we have for our authority, our leader, our president, is also quite sad. Yeah, so don't really read the live chats, because they're just despondent and they horrible. There are those people who actually speak good about the president or whatever on the live chats, but then majority of the people just speak a whole lot of nonsense. But there is something that I'm going to speak about next week that I saw on the live chat, and it's the farm murders, the murders that are happening to the farmers. So I'm gonna, you know, look at that topic next week. So it's gonna be interesting. If you wanna tell me anything that you know personally about it on Instagram, please do that. I would really, really love to know what you have to say about that. But let's look at the new regulations for our level 3 lockdown. Now, Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma has published a directive which outlines South Africa's new lockdown rules. And this is how it, so you can basically find that on the internet, but these are the new rules that have been added onto level 3. So level 3 is as normal with these added rules. So things haven't been amended or things haven't been taken out, but things have been added and more strict regulations have been put in place. So now the first one is the masks. The wearing of cloth masks, a handmade item or another appropriate item that covers the nose and mouth, is mandatory for every person when in a public place. One of the things that the president spoke about, and I've seen this personally as well, is that people aren't really taking this thing of wearing masks seriously anymore. There's more and more people going out into public places and they're actually not wearing masks. I remember I was at the mall this past weekend with my sister getting stuff for the house, and there was a guy literally walking around the mall without a mask. Our first question is, how did he get into the mall? And our second question was, if he got into the mall with a mask on, why did he remove the mask? What if he's sick? What if he catches the virus and stuff? So a lot of that's one of the things that the president addressed last night, where he was like, there are a lot of people, as much as there are people who are wearing masks and stuff, there are a lot of people that aren't wearing their masks. And the excuses that he's been hearing is that they do not have masks to wear. But he actually said that, listen, you can't wear anything that will cover your mouth and nose. Obviously, that's not really hygienic and that really doesn't protect you that much, but if you can cover your mouth, because that's the important thing, is the reason we're wearing these masks, firstly, if you're not sick, the reason you're wearing the mask is that you don't touch your face or you don't touch your mouth or your nose because you've touched something and probably the thing was infected and whatever, and then you infect yourself by touching your face. And if you're sick, wearing a mask, whether you're sick with the coronavirus, whether you're sick with the flu, whether you're sick with whatever, you wearing the mask actually protects those around you. So if I have a cough, then I will wear a mask so that I can protect the people that are in the studio. I can protect the people that I work with. So masks are very important. He carried on speaking about the mask, and he said that in addition, no person will be allowed to use, operate, perform any service of any form of public transport, enter or be in a building, place or premises, including government buildings, places or premises used by the public to obtain goods or services, or be in any public open space without a mask. So what he was basically saying is that the moment you leave your house, that becomes a public space. you need to have a mask on. You cannot perform any service, you cannot get any service if you do not have a mask. He even went on to say that if you're going into a car, you need to have a mask on. But he also spoke about the fact that it does not apply to people who are exercising. So now if you're going to run a marathon or something, I don't know, if you're going to sprint or whatever, you cannot wear a mask because you're going to faint while you jogging or whatever. Jogging you could kind of still get away with it, but I wouldn't really say that you should wear a mask while jogging. But yeah, so if you're going to do exercise in the public place, provided that the person maintains a distance of at least 3 meters from any other person and subject to directions on what is considered to be vigorous by the health minister. So if you're doing any vigorous exercise, you do not have to wear a mask. In line with existing regulations, an employer must provide every employee with a cloth face mask, homemade item, or another appropriate item that covers the nose and mouth when in the workplace. In addition, an employer may not allow any employee to perform any duties or enter the employment premises if the employee is not wearing an appropriate item. Public transport drivers, managers, owners of buildings, and employers who do not will be liable to either a fine or 6 months imprisonment or both. So this is a very serious thing. They actually want people to start wearing masks. And I know, for one, I can say that I do not like wearing a mask. I wear it though because I want to keep safe for myself, for my family. And if I do get the flu, because it is flu season, I want to keep those that I come in contact with safe as well. It's not fun wearing a mask, but you have to do it to basically keep yourself safe. Then the next thing that was brought back, which I do not like because now it means ordering food online closes earlier because of this. It was a big hassle in level 4. Now it's going to be a big hassle now. They brought back the curfew, basically. So we're going to now look at the curfew and liquor. Every person is confined to his or her place of residence from 2100 hours until 400 hours. So from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. the next morning, everyone should be in their house except where a person has been granted a permit. So that means we'll be seeing more cops in the roads again and stuff because of the curfew, and now they're looking at permits again. The sale, dispensing, and distribution of liquor is now also prohibited with immediate effect. So as of this morning, all liquor stores are closed. I'm so happy. All of them are closed. The transportation of liquor is prohibited except where the transportation of liquor is in relation to alcohol required for industries producing hand sanitizers, disinfected soaps or alcohol for industrial use and household cleaning products, for export purposes, or from manufacturing plants to storage facilities. The directive also states that no special events liquor licenses may be considered for approval during the duration of the national state of disaster. So let's look at the curfew. So they brought back the curfew. One of the reasons were because there's more people in the roads, basically in the streets, and that's not what he wants. He wants people to be confined in their houses and stuff. And he did also speak about the fact that unless you're going for an emergency, to the hospital, then you'll be allowed out. But he was like, a lot of people are going to the hospitals at night, and there's a lot of abuse and whatever that's happening at night, so that's why they're bringing in the curfew as well, so that there isn't that much movement happening in the evening time, so the hospitals can basically have a breather. So I'm not too happy about the curfew. Personally, for me, I'm not too happy. Because I love food, and you know, sometimes you don't want to cook supper and you want to order online, but you decide there and then that I don't want to cook supper, let's order takeaway. But now by 6 o'clock, this is what happened in level 4, by 6 o'clock the online ordering was closed already. So I'm quite sad about that. And the liquor, I'm happy. The fact that there is no, I remember speaking to my mom while the president was speaking about this, and I was like, I remember when we went from level 5 to level 4 and there was no liquor sales at all. I had not seen a single accident on the road. I had not heard about a single accident on the road. The day, that very day that the liquor stores were open, I had seen 3 accidents between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. 3 accidents I had seen. And we were watching the news and someone was saying that, no, the president can't do that because the problem is not alcohol, the problem is the pandemic and whatever. But the problem is alcohol. The GBV that we're standing for and stuff comes because of alcohol as well and all of these things. So I'm quite happy that they've banned the sale and distributing of alcohol. That's exciting for me. And then the next thing is transport. So the directive states that bus and taxi services may operate under the following conditions. They may not carry more than 70% of the licensed capacity for long distance, inter-provincial and permitted inter-provincial travel. They may carry 100% of the licensed capacity for any trip not regarded as long distance travel. The directive defines long distance travel as a trip of 200 kilometers or more, whether the travel is within a province or inter-provincial. A driver, owner, or operator of public transport may not allow any member of the public not wearing a face mask, homemade item, or any other appropriate item that covers the nose and mouth to board or be conveyed in public transport owned or operated by him or her. What they're saying is that if you're taking a bus, a taxi, whatever, more than 200 kilometers, that bus or taxi can only have about 70% at max, and then if you're local, they can have full capacity. Now, the last one is cigarettes and tobacco. The directive states that the sale of tobacco products, e-cigarettes and related products to members of the public and persons including retailers who sell directly to the members of the public, it is still prohibited. The sale of tobacco, tobacco products, e-cigarettes and related products for export is permitted. The sale of tobacco from farmers to local processors or local manufacturers and from processors to manufacturers is permitted. So that was just an outline of exactly what the new regulations are for level 3. Most of them are very similar to level 4 lockdown, but we are still in level 3 because the companies that were open are still open because we really want to revive our economy as a country, and that's something that the president also wants to do. So I'm happy with that and stuff. So let me know what your thoughts basically are on that. So are you happy with the fact that we are in level 3 with these new regulations, or were you expecting him to say that we're going to level 2? So I would really want you to let me know what that is. And then he said this, and I quote him, "To ensure that we have the means to continue to respond effectively to this severe health emergency, Cabinet has approved the extension of the national state of disaster to the 15th of August 2020. So what he's basically saying is that on the 16th of August, we are no longer under the national state of disaster. So what are your thoughts on that? Are you happy? Are you scared? I really want to know what your thoughts on the fact that the national state of disaster has been extended to the 15th of August 2020. And just before I close, South Africa is also mourning today because yesterday Zindzi Mandela had passed away. Now, she was South African ambassador in Denmark. She died at the age of late 50s. She was in her late 50s and she died. And it's a very, very sad moment for South Africa. If you don't know who she was the daughter of former President Nelson Mandela. And she passed away yesterday as well. So a lot of people are losing people, but we never lose hope because Jesus is on our side, and that is the important thing.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word unfading.
I find myself in the presence.
album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
That is the end of the show. We have come to the time where I have to say my goodbyes, and I don't like it, but I know that I'll see you next week. So we can always stay in touch. You can catch us on our social media platforms. You're on www.activefm.co.za. That is our website. And then you can catch us on Instagram at activefm777. We're on Facebook /activefm. And we're on Twitter at activefm. And if you want to download our hot shows, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, and we also on Spotify. Yeah, so get downloading, get sharing, tell the whole world about Active FM, because this is where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs, and this is the new show. Until next week.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.